It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you missed any of our interview with Ike Reese, you should listen to it because Ike's funny as hell. We asked him about Jahan Dotson. He said, return to sender, which is just a hell of a line. There's a few things, a couple show announcements. We're going to open the phones at noon. A lot of Twitter GMs out there. A lot of ideas. We are here. We're willing to listen to your ideas. Okay? High noon. Phones
JP
open.
JP is willing to listen to your ideas.
Barstool Nate joins us at 1 o'clock. Pass rushers, whatever you think of Max Crosby, Hassan Reddick is available. Like, there are pass rushers available.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The trade deadline has ramped up and up and up every year in the NFL. Since Adam Peters got here, he traded Jahan Dotson in August. Yeah. You just saw Davante Adams get traded. The Davante one is unique, I think, because he just wanted out of Vegas and he was only going to the Jets.
Mm-hmm. Go play with his boy.
Brian, are you familiar with the work of Nate Silver?
Nah.
So he is quite famous. He's got 3.5 million Twitter followers. He's an author. He's a political pundit. He is, I believe, the founder, perhaps, of this website 538, which tries to like predict elections. He's a politics guy.
Okay.
And in turn, Lanville, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure Nate Silver is most famous for loudly getting the Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump election wrong. Yeah. I think he said there was no way Trump could win. We all know how that happened. But I would argue, I don't know if Nate Silver lives here now, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised in that he makes his money sucking off the government teat that so many do.
You corrected it. I didn't know where you were going with that.
And I'm so sick and tired of these nerd carpetbaggers that live here and make money because of the influence and access and appropriations committees that this city offers that then just want to bag on the city.
Yeah.
Go back to Nate Silver. You're from East Lansing, Michigan. Go back there.
Yeah, go there and see how good it'll be.
I mean,
not very good place.
Like, if you're here, nobody's making you be here. Get the hell out. Why am I mad at Nate Silver, you wonder?
Why?
Lanville sent me this tweet from Nate Silver.
Should be mad at Lanville for sending you the tweet.
Nah, I'm mad at Nate Silver. I'm not mad at Lanville.
If he knew it was gonna upset you.
If D.C. had cool sports teams, it would be a radically improved city. It's the worst sports town in America. Why are the D.C. sports franchises so weird? Wizards, Commanders, Nats, Caps, all of these brands are punching below their weight, except maybe the Caps. Wiz are in a rebuild. Nats have owners who won't spend a dollar. Commanders are probably the hottest ticket in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
And the Caps have the greatest goal scorer ever, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
These takes are so cliche and trite and lame. And
he's just talking about
the hell
stuff.
Out of here.
He's not talking about what's going on right now presently.
It's just so
Nate
unoriginal.
Silver should pucker up.
It's just so unoriginal. I don't claim that D.C. is the best sports town in America. I don't claim that. Uh-huh. Honestly, you know what city impressed the hell out of me? Well, Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
oh, yeah.
The fact, it's one thing for that Bengals game to be rowdy like it was, but the Reds stink. And we were there on Sunday when the Reds had a game.
And
that place was packed
whole
with Reds
damn
fans.
The town was dressed.
As red in Reds gear.
And they walk around all day with their little orange. They look like Halloween every day. Orange and black.
Yeah.
So you looked at me like, what the hell are you talking about?
I think Pittsburgh's a really good sports town.
Huge.
I think Boston's a really good sports town. Philly's a really good sports town.
Yep.
Like, I'm aware of what are the good ones. As much as I don't like
it. But we're
like
not the worst. That's a fact.
Dude, I mean, L.A., Miami, Atlanta, like there are
in LA and Miami, they can care less about the sports. You got so much going on. To be honest with you,
I listen, man. It's just why these people that live here and come here. Nobody's making you come here, dude. I don't know. Maybe you live in New York. I don't know where the hell you live. I don't care. You make a living. Profiteering off the business of politics.
Yeah.
So no one is making you operate in D.C. And the thing that really pisses me off as a native of this city is that the whole area, how many people live in the DMV? 3 million?
No.
I don't know. 2 million? 1 million? 100 million? Whatever it is, all the people here aren't profiteering off the government like you are.
Mm-hmm.
People here are DJs and run 7-Eleven and our insurance agents and accountants and real estate agents and architects, and they're just living their regular life. And because you have to operate in this stupid space where you make a lot of money off of the business of government, which is not supposed to be a business. It's supposed to be an act that helps people across the country. But nah. You get to poke and criticize and do whatever you want, and that's how you make a living. So then you decide to dunk on the city and the people that live there. I'm freaking tired of it.
Tell them what you think.
Tired of it. Please stop. You're a bunch of losers.
One finger salute to you, Nate.
Now, in far better news, far, far better news, Jeff Walker locked his keys in his car and in the next segment is going to call us live from the street as he attempts to break back into his car. He has a very long screwdriver. Let's get a picture for Twitter.
The screwdriver's not long. It's some kind of, I don't know what the hell that is. What is that?
It's a rod used to run wires through the ceiling.
So you're going to try to run it through the window?
Try. I'm going to.
Don't break your window, dog.
I'm not, bro.
What do you got? You got a piece of cardboard.
I got a piece of cardboard, a flathead screwdriver, and this wire rod.
He was talking to, what's my man? Roger.
Roger Dodger.
And, you know, I always think Roger's talking to himself sometimes. And Roger
I think
talking.
Roger is talking to
Roger
himself.
Roger was talking, and I looked. I didn't see nobody. Then Jeff came right across. I was like, oh, I thought he was having a full conversation.
How do you think Jeff's going to fare breaking into his own car? Let's make our predictions.
Well, it's his own car. He's not breaking into it. He's just going into his car.
Okay. You think he will accomplish the mission?
I think he will. The only problem is once he does it, then people are going to say, well, damn, he did that so good. How often do you do stuff like this?
And then it's people in the stream talking about something. That's why you get AAA. I got AAA. They're having
had AAA to give to him as well.
They're having technical difficulties. I was on the phone waiting for someone to answer the phone for 30 minutes. And then as soon as they answered the phone, they started talking. The phone disconnected. which led me to this.
Landfill, how do you think it's going to go? How do you think it's going to go for Jeff?
Not great. Not great.
Y'all got to have some faith in you,
boy.
So you got to have.
Can I get 9-1 odds that Jeff breaks his own window? Remember when Jeff broke his hand getting in a fight with his car?
He put a pass rush move on the car door. He broke his hand.
All right, coming up next, Jeff Walker attempts to break into his own car.
Oh, Lord.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.